as we approach the quintessential American holiday of Thanksgiving, we want to take a few minutes to explore this question. What is American music? That's what we've been asking musicians of all stripes and sounds as part of our occasional series that ranges across the great American soundscape. Our next guest grew up in Manhattan studying ballet, and while attending Wesleyan University in Connecticut, he began producing hip-hop with the group Das Racist. His most recent album, called Riot Boy, has been called forward-thinking, with wordplay and writing that grapples with what it means to be a rapper, a New Yorker, and an African-American gay man. We started by asking him, what does he think when he thinks American music?
Growing up, the idea of Americana as a word was intimidating to me. The patriotism behind it and the American dream, I always related that to whiteness, and I didn't easily see how I fit into that category, into that culture. But I came to understand that blues and jazz and rock and roll and all these other genres, that's folk music to me. Hi, my name is Leaf, L-E-1-F, and I'm a musician from New York, a rapper.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
The first song I chose to play was He Hit Me, and It Felt Like a Kiss, a quintessential song, a 60s pop song, written by Jerry Goffin and Carole King.
He couldn't stand to hear me say.
It was written for a group called The Crystals, a black female singing group, about another singer, Little Eva. She was in an abusive relationship that she was complacent about, and she saw the violence as love.
He hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, and I knew he loved me.
It feels American to me in the way that it expresses such a sad story in such a frank way. It doesn't condone domestic abuse, but it also doesn't, you know, preach. That's a style of songwriting you only see in American music, or that I've only experienced in American folk music and blues music. The first time I heard the song, it was actually covered by Grizzly Bear, a band that actually started the record label I work with, Terrible Records. And it was hearing it sung by a gay man. I was very freaked out by it, you know, the first time I heard it, and slightly offended. But I think that feeling in itself is what's so amazing about this song, the fact that it makes you uncomfortable and makes you think about what it must feel like to be in that kind of situation. Especially with the melodies being so lovely. If you don't pay attention to the words, you might not notice how gory the song is.
And when he kissed me, he made me good.
The next song I chose was TLC's Unpretty. It's a single from their third studio album, Fan Mail, that came out in 1999, I believe.
I wish I could tie you up in my shoes, make you feel unpretty too. I was told I was beautiful, but what does that mean to you? Look into the mirror, who's inside there? The one with the long hair, same old me again today. Yeah.
With this one song, Unpretty, they discuss issues of self-image and body dysmorphia in this anecdotal way and very empowering way. And that struck me very much. That was such a big song for me. I don't remember taking note to uplifting music in that way until this song happened.
You can buy your hair that won't grow. You
The third song I chose today was Frank Ocean's Bad Religion. This was an epic tune from his debut Channel Orange. That was the moment that struck me and I think America in general.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour.
Having such a beautiful, iconic singer tell a story of a same-sex love, it was a big turning point for how R&B and urban America might accept someone who isn't straight and support their work.
He said, Allahu Akbar, I told him don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer, I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, this unrequited love, to me it's nothing but one man God.
He tells a story of getting into the cab looking for some freedom, and he is met with a driver whose religious opinions don't support his identity or the way he's feeling in that moment. And he sings this beautiful song about how religion and faith shouldn't block someone being their true selves. So I think it's a beautiful story and a beautiful song, and he did a great job singing it.
Taxi driver, I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like stick knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess they couldn't hurt me.
Life on, trying to find a fair. They act like I'm not standing there. I reach out my hand, but I never catch a ride.
This song, Taxi, off of my album Riot Boy, is a song about my personal fears of rejection over my complexion.
So rude, so rude.
And how that has been met in reality, both romantically and, you know, in very small ways, like not being able to get a cab on the street, or, you know, the little microaggressions that you might deal with on a daily basis in a city like New York with so many different people. The thread between all these songs is that there is a sense of the Black American dream. That's what really makes these songs American to me, and what makes them folk songs, that they speak to these relatable struggles, and they're from the voices of African American people that I can really relate to.
They keep on rolling by like I need not apply.
When I hear folk music from other places, it tends to tell you how to live your life, how to do right by your family. Moralist music, you know? It's like a code of ethics. I feel that our culture, being so individualist and multifaceted morally, has allowed struggle music to be more expressive in different kinds of ways. You can tell the story and strike people emotionally without having to tell them how to live their life. Just let them think about our experiences.
New York-based rapper Leaf on what American music means to him. Leaf's latest album is called Riot Boy. And to find his playlist of American music and hear from other artists in this series, go to our website, hearandnow.org.